Every 1st of January, people all over the world make decisions concerning their health and general well-being. Yes, many of these resolutions don't make it to the end of the month, but what is intriguing is the fact that people plan for general medical checkup, but very few people plan for their eye checks. Now, it's easy to take the sight for granted. We just wake up and we're out of the bed, and as long as our hands and legs are working, we can see, we can hear, we can talk, we're all good. But how many of us actually ask ourselves, how well am I seeing? Am I seeing as well as I saw yesterday? Is my vision good? Is it better? Or is it going the opposite direction? Am I actually seeing with both eyes? These are easy questions, but we hardly think of them. Welcome everyone to Eye Care on Radio on Comfort 95.1 FM. This is a program where we talk about your vision and how to keep them healthy. I am your eye doctor on radio, Dr. Doris. I am an optometrist and an eye health advocate. So this program is all about creating awareness on how to reduce the rate of blindness in Akwa Ibom and in the world general. So every Saturday by 10:05 a.m. on this very station, we'll be discussing eye care matters and tips for proper eye care. We'll also be debunking certain myths and common stories we have surrounding the eye care. Common eye care terms, eye care innovations, your right as an eye patient, and so much more will be explored in this program. And sometimes we'll also be having guests. Like we all know, the eye is a window to the body, and most times when we have illnesses like hypertension, diabetes, they kind of show up in the eye. So we'll be having other guests such as medical officers, we'll be having lab scientists, ophthalmologists, all come, you know, to join the discussion. Eye Care on Radio is an interactive program, so we'll also give you an opportunity to call in and ask your questions. But you must know that this is not a clinic and no doctor will diagnose or offer treatment here. Our aim is to create awareness. Is to help you make the best decision and then to remind you that early detection is the key to prevention of blindness. We'll be addressing different topics every week, and each topic we'll be talking about will be announced prior to that week. All right, so let's get to the eye. The eye, as we know, you know, is a complex organ. It's so precious that they're arguably considered one of the most important or most precious organs in the body. It is of recent that, you know, the eye can be transplanted, and even at that, it's not an easy or a common feat to achieve. Everyone is born with just two eyes. I mean, there are some unfounded and unclaimed stories on social media about kids who are born with three eyes or more, but like I said, they are unfounded. So if we just have two eyes and these two eyes are obviously irreplaceable, then it makes so much sense that we take judicious care of them, we protect them, we preserve them, and we ensure that they operate at optimum all our lives. Today is the first of new of the year 2022, and it's a privilege and an honor for me to be here with you to bring to you the fundamental eye health, how we can start the year right in terms of our eye health. In the course of today's discussion, we'll be talking about the tips, and we'll talk about, you know, certain actions that you can imbibe in your everyday life throughout this year to ensure that you maintain a good eye health. Now, we know that there are many things that can go wrong, you know, and things can happen to our eyes if we don't take good care of it. Having yearly, quarterly medical check is important. But what is also important is incorporating eye care into our plan. Many people don't think about eye check until there is a problem. And in some cases, when there is a problem, it's probably too late. Now, a couple of years ago, I had a patient that came into the clinic complaining. And according to him, he woke up and realized that he can't see anymore. And he said that the previous night he was fine, he had no pains, he had no aches, you know, that he went to bed normal, and on waking up, he can't see anymore. Now, this patient was, I think he was in second year then, and he was about 22, 21 years, you know, On further investigation, we now found out that the loss of vision was not sudden. It was a gradual process, but he never noticed it. So today, I want to share with you a couple of hacks that you can do every day or every week to assess your own vision. Now, these tests, you don't have to do them every day or every week, but at least once in a while, it's important that you do them. But if you have underlying issues such as hypertension, diabetes, you have family history of eye problems, as often as possible, it's, you know, ideal. Now, these hacks specifically are based on your own assessment, and it does not in any way replace your regular eye check. Now, if you have some signs and symptoms such as your eye is itching you, you have pains, you have discharges, you don't need to do these hacks to check your own visual acuity. Just go to a hospital or a clinic and then have them taken care of. Now, these hacks are things I share with my patients, and I want to share them with you. So, what are these hacks? Let's look into that in a minute. All right, so what are these hacks? Now, when you wake up in the morning, you can sit down, you can lie down in your bed, just take a deep breath, you know, keep your eyes closed, take a deep breath and relax. And with your eyes closed, move your eye, or rather look towards your right and look towards your left and look up and look down. When you do that, I want you to check if you can feel any discomfort or any ache in anywhere around your eye region. All right, so the deep breath is to help you relax, to help you stay calm and in tune with your body. Now, after that, you can walk towards a window or a door. Find the farthest tree or house you can, you know, find from your window. If you are using a tree, make sure that the branches are very distinct, that you can see the branches well. If you are using a house, make sure you can see the windows well. Then, using the palm of your right hand, close your right eye and try and see if you can see the windows of the house or the window or the branches of the tree. And repeat this with the other eye. Now, note if there is a difference. Note if you are seeing the branches or the windows well with both eyes and with individual eyes. And if this is the first time you're trying this out, you can do it like 3 times or 3 mornings, consecutive mornings, before you can make it a monthly or a quarterly activity. If you're using a branch or a tree or a house, it's important that you remain consistent with that for some time. Now, something I always suggest to my patients is that when you are doing this for the first time, have someone else do it with you. This is because you may see an object 10 feet away as the farthest one you should be able to see, and you may think that is normal. So having someone do it with you for the first time will help you know that, okay, at this distance, this is how far one should be able to see. Now, it may surprise you how many people never notice they can see well with one eye. And then they get taken aback, or they get so surprised when they now come to the clinic for the actual vision test. They now realize that, hey, I can see well with one eye. So you know what? Try out this hack tomorrow, and then when we open the phone lines by next week, you can tell us what you observed. All right, then. So, this is a new year, and I know we're making plans, we're making our resolutions. Some of us just came back from the church. Some of us are yet to go to church. We all have plans. So, I want to share with us a couple of habits we can imbibe in our everyday life that will help us promote good eyesight, right? Or good eye health. All right, so I'm going to be sharing with us 9 things we can do, we can imbibe in our everyday lives. Now, I'm going to start with the first one that many of us are, guilty of. All right, the first one is avoid rubbing your eyes, like avoid touching your eye. We do this unconsciously. You know, you can be walking on the road, you can talk to somebody, the next thing you know, you feel as if there's something on the corner of your eye, just, you know, do that. And the truth is, your hands have been, you know, many places, have been on surfaces, you've been shaking people, you've been hugging people. So when you do that, you end up transferring debts, transferring things. And in the time of COVID-19, you really shouldn't touch your eye, right? Okay, so when you do that, when you transfer those debts, it can lead to infection. So we have to be conscious of let's just not rub our eyes, okay? It's very important. That's number one. Then number two, we need to stay hydrated. I mean, it's okay. We hear about taking water, drinking lots of water and all that. We know that it's good for our body. But don't we also know that it's good for our eyes? When we stay hydrated, our eyes feel less dry, feel less irritated. Those complain of as if there is sand in my eye and all that, you know, we get to kind of avoid them. And especially this period of dry season, dry weather, the sun is up and all that. So be conscious of the water, of your water intake. 2.5 liters, depending on your body weight, is good. All right. So make sure you carry a flask of water when you go out and don't dehydrate. Now, the third part, our third thing I want us to, imbibe is we need to get enough sleep. Now, sleep helps your body recharge as well as helping your eyes recharge, because you are sleeping, your eyes are closed, so you get to rest. Many of us, we get 2-3 hours of sleep every day and we think that, okay, we end up feeling tired the whole day. 5 to 6 hours of good sleep is good enough, okay? So we need to get enough sleep as much as possible. Now, I'm going to say the fourth one, which many of us, again, are guilty about, right? We need fewer computer time. We spend a lot of time on the phone and on the laptop. And when we do that, what are we doing? I mean, there will be a whole topic just on computer vision syndrome. We have many people on their phone till 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. And the bad part is sometimes we do this in a dark room, which is terrible. So even if you're going to be on your phone, but not for too long, at least let's try and observe the 20-20-20 rule, which what that means is for every 20 minutes you spend on a system or on a phone, you look away for, look 20 feet away for about 20 seconds and then you blink. All right, then you blink. Now, it's very important because sometimes we get lost in the movie we are watching, we get lost in the work we are doing, that we keep staring at the phone for a very long time and we forget to blink, and that is bad. So I'm going to dedicate an entire episode just on computer vision syndrome, and we'll talk more about that. So fewer computer time, we have to be conscious of that. Now, the fifth thing we want to talk about or look into in this new year is we need to eat a balanced diet. Now, I'm talking to myself about that because sometimes I just eat what is available because of work schedules and all that. But we need to eat food rich in omega-3, vitamin C, E, A, K, and all that. Now, most aquatic food, you know, is omega-3. Has omega-3. We have your oysters, we have your fish, we have your nuts, your walnuts, okay, for vitamin K, you have your cucumber, you know. So we just need to be conscious of the food that we eat this coming year. Not every time you're eating carbohydrates, garri, rice, and all that, right? I'm not saying they're bad, but let's try and balance out the food. And then this is for the ladies, the sisters. The sixth point I want us to talk about today is we need to use the right makeup. Yes, when we go to all this makeup studio, they mix their makeup and apply it, and we don't even know what the makeup is, you know, what is in there. But there are some makeup that you use and you have this smarting sensation, as you know, as this twitching in your eye, you're comfortable, the redness and all that. Kind of, you're not well, let's say you're allergic to them. So just note yourself or note how you feel when you apply this makeup. And then most importantly, do not sleep with your makeup. Don't. Even with your false lashes, you have to remove them. Make sure you clean your face and wash your face thoroughly. We'll have an entire episode on eye hygiene. We'll talk more about that, and then they will also talk about the effect of sleeping with our lashes, false lashes. So let's move on to the seven habit I want us to imbibe in our everyday in 2022 that will help us promote our good eye health. The seventh point is we need to wear sunshades, protect your eyes when you go out under the sun. Now, being exposed to the sun rays can actually increase your risk of age-related macular degenerations. Now, that means increase the risk of you having issues at the back of your eye. wearing sunshades protects your eyes, you know, from these ultraviolet rays, from these rays from the sun. So wear sunshades when you can, when you're going out. Now, if you are someone that is wearing a prescription lenses, like you have your glasses on and the glasses is not a photochromic or a blue cut transition glasses, you can actually get a clip-on, right? We have what is called, it's a clip-on, you just clip it on your glasses, but you have to protect your eyes from the sun. Now, the eighth habit is we have to avoid smoke. Now, smoke, whether you smoke or you hang around people that smoke or you cook with firewood, is something that we have to be conscious of this coming year. Why? Because exposure to smoke increases your risk to cataract and degenerations and things as, and over time it can lead to damages within the eye. All right, so as much as possible, try to avoid smoky areas, try to avoid smokers, all right, try to avoid anything that will, you know, that will expose you or that will get you exposed to smoke. And then the last point or the last habit that I want us to imbibe this year, I know many of us have made New Year resolutions on this. I did, right? But let me give you another reason why this is very, very important. Working out, exercises, working out is very good. Many of us just work out because we want to lose weight. I used to do the same too. I used to think that working out is just for me to lose weight. Until in my research, I found out that working out is actually very, very good for your eyes. Cardiovascular exercises, such as aerobics, helps you to lower the pressure in your eye. We call it the intraocular pressure. Now, this helps to also increase the blood flow into the back of your eye. So if you are someone that has a family history of glaucoma or ocular hypertension, any of those stuffs, aerobics is actually very, very good. So you see, working out is not just about losing weight or toning your body. It's also very, very good for your eyesight. So these are 9 habits I want us to imbibe into our daily lives every day, right? They're simple and something that we can actually remember. So let's just do it. So if you are just joining us, the program is Eye Care on Radio with Dr. Doris. And this program is powered by Northwell's Eye Clinic, 65 Iboko Street, Uyu. You can reach us on 0708-4151-360. Now, to summarize what I've said today, the point I'm trying to make is that we need to be very conscious of our vision. 2022, make it a year that you are conscious of your eyesight. It is easier to prevent than to treat. Early detection is key to most preventable blindness. You don't have to wait until you start feeling pain. Like I said earlier, most of the time, by the time you start feeling there is something wrong, it's probably too late. If you are above 40 years of age and you don't have history of eye problem or any systemic issues like hypertension, diabetes, among others, yearly eye check can go a long way to help. Then, if you fall outside this category, let's say you are above 40, but you have other issues like hypertension and the rest of them, every quarter, every 6 months, or as your primary physician recommended. I also recommend long vacation checkups for our kids, unless otherwise stated by your eye care practitioner. So, next week, we'll be breaking down certain terminologies, including stating clearly the different partners in eye care profession. We'll also be discussing the importance of early detection and interventions, and the phone lines will be open next week. Remember, early detection is key. This is Eye Care on Radio on Comfort 95.1 FM with Dr. Doris. Here we create awareness to prevent blindness. So I hope to see you next week.